All good. I don't know if this is working, but it's green. Ah, look at you. Crikey. Thank you for coming. Look at this. Excitable people. Collaboration. Well, so here we are with Collabora. I hope this is what you want to hear. One of my concerns is that I've given similar talks in the past. So maybe we have lots of time for questions at the end. So I tried to do some different things this time. So one thing that we're really eager to do is to get Collabora Online reused in lots of different places. And there's lots of innovation going on out there, and lots of people have great ideas of how to use documents and make them look better on the web, and we would love to integrate with you to do that. So one of the things that we're really useful for is converting documents to different formats, which seems like an easy thing to do, you know? But it's really tough. And to wrap that up nicely for you, we have this beautiful REST endpoint. And it looks so simple. You know, you just do this curl command. Brilliant. And you ignore certificates. OK, so you should remove that in deployment. But, you know. And out of it, you get, well, what do you get? You get your text file turned into a docx. That's an easy one, right? But imagine you wanted to convert a PDF, or, you know, a PPTX into a PDF. Or a very common request is converting PPTX into animated SVG. So we can do that very nicely. We can produce XHTML out of it. You can run in your browser. That's actually how Collabora Online does its presentation thing. So you can get animations and presentations. You can understand the structure of your arbitrarily horrible, say, binary PowerPoint file. And you can dump that into something you can parse and read and interpret and mash up and do cool stuff with. And the good news about that is that, well, see, people do this already in lots of horrible ways. So I will pick on someone. I don't know, is there any, who do we have in the room? Okay, let me think. What integration do I particularly like? So there is an unnamed open source project, and when it tries to convert its files to show them in its Jitsi-like, remarkably Jitsi-like, video, no, not Jitsi, I forget. One of these video conferencing systems, Big Blue Button, let's call it. It essentially has a shell script, and you know, all of the good, beautiful software architecture stops at the point you want to convert a document. And it launches a shell script, which starts a Docker image, which then launches another shell script in the Docker image that copies a file into it with some horrible command that then converts it via another shell script that launches an office suite that sits and talks to a Uno RPC. And then, you know, it's just absolute horror. And if any of this hangs or dies or crashes or burns or uses more CPU or finds that one document that has a real problem, you're just doomed. You know, you have to write all of this life cycle management nightmare. And the good news is, with our beautiful API, you don't need to care about any of that. You know, deploy the Docker image, job done. If it's too big, we'll time out. If it's too horrible, we'll tell you. And it's all done for you. So that's kind of good if you want the whole document. Often, though, people have enterprise file sync and share. They want to see their document. You know, they're fed up of seeing an icon. They want to see what's inside it. So again, we can convert your document to an easy thumbnail, very trivially. Nice big image, you can shrink it down to whatever size you like, and that's pretty good. So we're really eager that people use it everywhere, and so we've written most of the work for you already, so you can use it. And I think it's Apache license, some really liberal, you know. I'm more of a copyleft guy, but at least I understand. Some other people aren't. So, you know, in the language of choice, we probably missed a Ruby. I'm going to get in trouble with, you know, Neil later, but there you go. And we've done a whole load of features recently. So one of them I was really surprised and encouraged. I was talking to someone from a European office full of lawyers earlier. And